dry, it's clean, and then it's just ongoing puzzlement, you know, on our parts.
Steve, I don't remember covering somebody at length or extensively who used an interpreter, but now that you've done this a couple of times, is your observational process to observe him, even though you don't speak Japanese, I'm assuming you don't speak Japanese, maybe you do, but is your process to sort of watch and listen and how he appears and how he sounds and his tone before then hearing what the words actually mean? Because I always wonder how much heat loss there is in translation with some of this stuff.
Right. There's a lot lost, I'm sure of it. And I, you know, I'm trying to read. I'm not, in other words, observing Daiichi Sekizaki, his translator, while he's talking. I'm looking at you and trying to, you know, play amateur psychologist, trying to read something and his voice and his facial expressions, the roll of the eyes. He doesn't have a lot of tells, I don't think, and he didn't yesterday. And you know, once you start doing that, what I just described, it is sort of inherently cynical too. You know, I appreciated that he it couldn't have been half an hour after he walked off the mound. He was meeting the media. He's not obligated to do that. He was pleasant. You know, he did, I won't say he did any soul searching, but, you know, he talked about his feelings, about how disappointed he is and all that. So, but no, you don't speak the language, and there's no doubt there's a lot that gets lost in translation. And he's been hard to know throughout his career. That's I wonder what the Japanese media would say about that. Maybe some would disagree. And, you know, I think we're just barely scratching the surface in the getting to know process with Yu Darvish. And we may never really get to know him because he you know, may be more comfortable keeping the media at arm's length, so to speak, and that's what he's done to this point. But, you know, I've heard him described before as difficult or aloof and all these things. You guys have heard that too. I haven't found him necessarily to be that in these interviews with a translator. He's not impatient. He doesn't seem to be BSing and all that. But still, you know, it's hard to read the guy. And I have not yet felt like I really have gotten a read on him. So we'll continue to try.
Steve, this is good. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Steve Greenberg, Chicago Sun-Times.
Try to read between the lines. It's a really impossible thing, really difficult thing for reporters to do when there's that kind of insulation between reporter and player.
With the midday midway coming up, I'm trying to solve a very, very silly question about a top NFL rookie that I can't get out of my head. And I also have a dethroning.
A dethroning? Not a defenestration. We had it last week.
No. But something has been dethroned. The all-time best-selling album is now number two. What had been the all-time best-selling record album has been supplanted.
Interesting. All right, I got a couple of things. We had a follow-up on a story about a gunslinger from last week. We've also got some college football crazy report, but this actually might double as advice for all of us. We'll get the I'm Fat podcast in on this too, It may concern an area of their expertise. We'll get to that on the midday midway next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Drive In with Mully and Haw.
I think Ted Phillips is the de facto general manager, and Ryan Pace is just a guy that they use to look for talent.
I don't agree with that for one minute, but I think
you don't.
Until
Drive Home with McNeil and Parkins.
I steer into conflict. I enjoy a little bit of tension.
You do wrap your arms around me. On your way to work and on your way home, 670 The Score's got you covered. A radio.
Away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball.
baseball fans, if you're looking for tickets to see the Northsiders play in Milwaukee September 3rd through the 5th, Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva has them with their baseball getaway package. Package includes two tickets to one of the games, overnight accommodations at Harbor Shores Hotel on beautiful Geneva Lake, and round-trip transportation provided by Lakefront Shuttle to and from the game starting at $193. To reserve your spot, call 1-888-SHORES-1 or visit harborshoreslg.com. Hurry, limited packages available. That's harborshoreslg.com.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit makingcancerhistory.com.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, Hyundai also has the lowest 5-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai.